This is statewide election night coverage on Missouri Net from our Jefferson City studios. Here's Brian Howsworth.
11 o'clock straight up here in Mid-America. Brian Howsworth live with you here at Learfield on Missouri Net. Joined by Lisa Nelson in studio, Bob Pretty as well. We'll break down as many of these numbers as we can, but I want to begin with breaking news. The veteran prosecutor in St. Louis County, Bob McCullough, who's been in office for 28 years, has been upset. The Post-Dispatch calling that race for Wesley Bell, who lives in Ferguson. That is a huge story, potentially with some national implications. Lisa Nelson watching a very close state Senate race in mid-Missouri. Lisa.
Well, Justin Dan Brown actually defeated two state reps with some name recognition. Justin, he had about 10,500 votes to Diane Franklin, who was next in line. She had about 9,200, and Keith Frederick in third was 6,400. And that's in District 16 in the state Senate.
Yeah, it's a huge race, too. Again, as you mentioned, two veterans in the legislature who'd been there 8 years. Great job tonight. We appreciate your good work. That's true. He would replace his father, Senator Dan Brown, and of course there is a Democrat in the race as well. Bob, I want to break down in the final 2 minutes, Proposition A going down to defeat right now. We still got about 400 precincts in. It's failing 66% of the vote. You and I can remember 1978, and yet a lot more union people in 1978, and yet the margin of victory for the unions much bigger tonight than it was 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's an interesting statistic. I'm going to be interested in the analysis, but the labor union spent tons of money on this issue here in Missouri, and the proponents really didn't see very much, as far as I could see on television, supporting their own idea. So the labor people came out in force on this issue, and there's enough labor people scattered throughout the state in what are traditionally Republican counties, which is you've talked about in the past, that is kind of surprising that we have sponsors of the right-to-work legislation who are seeing it get waxed in their home counties.
Yes.
So we'll see how that carries over the November election on these people if they're incumbents.
And if some of them could be defeated,
right.
You never know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bob, the first congressional district right now is we're under about 40 seconds. Lacey Clay is winning, but there's still about 50 precincts in. He has 55,000 votes. Cory Bush, 37,000. Any gut feeling?
I think Lacey Clay probably has this one. He has the powerful machine there. He's one of the senior members of Congress from Missouri, so he's probably going to win that primary.
Yeah. Want to thank Bob Pretty, Lisa Nelson, who's done a fabulous job updating our website, Jason Taylor as well, and Ashley Bird for producing our broadcast tonight. Again, check MissouriNet.com. We'll have the latest in the morning right here on Missouri Net. I'm Brian Howsworth. A pleasant good evening.